The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
The amount of people looking for Andy Moore around Positano, it was all the rage. They're asking about what he's got to do next. When's the next episode out? The Football Pod's gone international.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
Delighted to say Louise Quinn is with us to reflect on a big win for the Ireland football team against Australia, 3-2 win in Tala earlier this week. Louise, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. How's things?
Yeah, good. What was the immediate feeling after getting the victory against a team as ranked as highly as Australia are? What was that like?
I think obviously just overjoyed to kind of get the win and kind of, you know, hold on for the majority of that second half. I thought we actually just performed brilliantly and how we kind of still were in control of the game. And that feeling, yeah, I really didn't feel like that they were going to score. And obviously then when the whistle went, it was, you know, I think it was that sort of, like, you know, bit of scream of joy kind of for that kind of, you know, holding them off in the second half, really.
The build-up to the game, I guess, people have been talking about the recent run of defeats, and I know some of those games are important, some of those games are less important because they're friendlies, but the way that a run gets talked about is it all just kind of congeals. It's like, oh, this is a losing team on a losing run at the moment. So, although it was a friendly against Australia, there was extra importance to it.
Of course, we're always looking to win the games and not kind of keep, you know, having the results that we don't want, but I just really didn't think into it too much. I know I think there was a lot of talk about it, but I genuinely didn't hear too much, or it wasn't the thing that was on the, you know, the top of my mind. It was, right, let's try get a result against this, you know, against this quality side, you know, who have just competed so well at the Olympics. And, you know, for me and I think the rest of the squad, obviously how we approached the game, that was generally it. It was just, you know, wanting to really get a result out of Australia when we knew as well kind of that we, you know, that we could. An absolutely excellent side, especially, you know, up top, their speed of play is unbelievable. So yeah, to try kind of, yeah, stop that and you know, kind of be able to take the win from that is incredible. And I think even, you know, yeah, their style of play could even be, you know, something similar to what we want to kind of do one day, you know, just that really kind of fast transition and, you know, how they deal with this and finish their chances.
So it's Ireland's first win, Louise, over a higher ranked nation in 30 years. But like, is there a different mentality in the squad? Because it's kind of during further, there are noises about Vera's in the sense of the run of defeats. But, you know, I often feel that there's what people say from the outside and what people say from within the squad. And do you guys actually feel that this is all just, we're making progress, we've lost games against good teams, and we are actually on a kind of a progressive step under her?
Yeah, exactly. I think from what you know, the squad were just in great form, you know, this last 10 days, and that, you know, that was really shown. It was something where, yeah, we had a difficult summer in Iceland, and, you know, those couple of games. So coming into camp in Ireland, you know, and as well, the staff obviously working extremely hard to, you know, to thankfully be able to change the game against Georgia. You know, because of COVID restrictions, that was, it just shows kind of everywhere that, you know, that every squad member in here, from staff to player, kind of fights for each other. So it just started the week off, you know, really well, and then obviously just concentrating on Australia was our target. And yeah, just everything just again just came together, you know, really, really nicely. And I think that kind of, yeah, it really kind of set the mood for the camp.
We know that confidence in sport it's fragile, but when it's there, it kind of infuses into a team really quickly, and they start taking risks and they start trying things, and partnerships build. Is this one result enough to get that into the team? Because obviously the campaign starts with an absolute bang against the best two teams next month. You're a month away from playing the two best teams in the group, and if those results go the way the one against Australia did, then, geez, the world's your oyster. You can do anything at this stage.
Yeah, hopefully, of course, we're going to take confidence from it. We enjoyed the victory, and, you know, we have to do that. But then it is about analysing it, seeing what we can actually, again, do better on it. And then, yeah, I suppose then kind of technically comparing it a little bit to how the Swedes play. But as you said, it's that confidence, and that's something that maybe at times that we lacked. But obviously now playing some of these bigger nations now for the last while, it kind of just goes to show that we can get results off them. I know, obviously, again, as you said, the previous weren't, but they were close games. And sometimes, even though we underperformed, they were still relatively close, some of them. You know, we definitely still needed those performances. So that's kind of it, that consistency of performance and that consistency of, yeah, you know, believing in ourselves and having that confidence. You know, and so this was one of these, you know, big moments, hopefully, that we have to build off. That we kind of have, you know, we have no choice which way we want to take it forward here. We kind of have to be able to build off that because we know we're capable of doing it. You know, or kind of sit back and just enjoy that victory for what it was. But no, it's about trying to push forward and keep going with it.
Do you feel there's a real rapport building with the fans as well? I think there's talk that it might be actually sold out in Tala when you play Sweden and that. And obviously, like with all sports, you even talk as like some of the senior men's players that basically hadn't played in front of a crowd until maybe the Portugal game. Like, and a lot of you guys missed out on that as well. Like, but that rapport is probably starting to build now.
Yeah, it was incredible walking back out to the noise again. It really, like, and that was it. You know, I've played in front of now, yeah, a couple of crowds, but that was just something. It was so recognisable as well. It's kind of weird. You know exactly when it is. You know, if you're to play crowd noise, I'd know exactly what kind of the Irish crowd noise would be. So it really was something, yeah, something special. And you know, the fact that we were able to, yeah, be able to thank them again and you know, go over and have a few chats was just really, really special. As much for the fan, it was as special for us as it was for
you guys.
Fans
are great for that. Like, you actually, it's not so much like, oh, you know, the manager comes up and you clap them off the pitch, oh, you're great. You actually go over and kind of converse with them after the game, take photos, and like, what does that do for a kid who like has her icons there in front of her?
Yeah, we just love it. Like, we really and we've noticed that even more and more, especially in the last campaign when we had the crowd there. Just this extra electricity kind of came over us. You know, something just started to happen and click more. And, you know, and it's so, so encouraging. And then, yeah, as you see, there's, you know, kids' eyes kind of lighting up. And, you know, what's not to love about that, to be honest? You know, yeah, we are footballers, but we're also trying to, you know, be role models and inspire the next generation of people coming through. And, you know, there was at times, yeah, even still when I was going to games when I was a kid, if any player kind of came near you, said hello, it was something, you know, something really special that can stick with you. So, you know, if we can kind of plant some of those memories in and inspire them, that's something that this squad, yeah, you know, we love to do.
And then they're going to get to see you guys play on Saturday morning on Sky Sports, the Birmingham Everton game, and a huge Irish contingent involved on both sides in that one. So, like, it rolls on. This is kind of, it's not like just once a year there's a big game and the stadium is full. It's kind of non-stop coverage for people who are into it now.
Yeah, it's non-stop. There's, you know, games constantly every weekend. It's so accessible. Yeah, and for us, that's it. We just got to, you know, keep rolling, keep going. And yeah, to kind of have then that Sky Sports deal is just a massive step forward for women's football and just making it that accessible and, you know, and showing off what it's all about.
And Lucy Quinn and yourself are striking up quite the partnership.
Still not related.
No, definitely not. No, but yeah, she's just been, you know, she just did. Her debut is just something to be reckoned with. To be honest, it was class, and you know, so I live with her as well. So we've been kind of talking about these things. Obviously, the process that she had to kind of go through, and yeah, for it to finally happen, and then you know, cap it off with the goal and a really dodgy celebration was. Yeah, it was something else.
Yeah, the stuff dreams are made of. But listen, best of luck this weekend, and thanks a million for joining us this morning. Congratulations. I didn't even ask you about the winner. At what point does the ball kind of leave your head and you're like, yeah, that's gone, back in the net, thanks very much?
I don't know. It just kind of, it was just coming for me, and just, yeah, no one else was kind of getting their head in it. So I was like, right, so, like, you know, swoop down to go get us. And yeah, I don't know, you just have that kind of flash second where you just kind of see it just about going in. And then, yeah, just that runaway. It's only literally a millisecond that you kind of see that's right, this is, yeah, there we go, that's actually gone in there, that's just right hit the nest. So yeah, I don't know, but it was, yeah, it, you know, it was great, and obviously just to kind of contribute in that way was amazing.
And no dodgy celebration?
No, it was all right, actually, just a nice kind of wheel away or run away into run towards Katie, you know.
7 out of 10.
Harsh.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you'll get plenty more practice, Louise. Good stuff, thanks a million for joining us. Cheers.
Thank you.
It's Louise Quinn giving us some thoughts there on a big win for Ireland and ahead of a big game for Birmingham against Everton the weekend.